For the first time in history, Puerto Ricans witnessed the resignation of a sitting governor. Ricardo Rosselló announced last week that he will step down this Friday, and the current Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vasquez, is next in line to take over until the 2020 elections. But over the weekend, Vasquez tweeted that she doesn't actually want the job. She's hoping Rosselló will appoint someone else to replace him before he leaves office. Natalia Rodriguez Medina covers Puerto Rico for the news organization Latino Rebels, and she's here with us today. Hi, Natalia.
Hi, Tanzina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what is the state of the government in Puerto Rico as we speak?
Well, right now, it kind of feels like there is no government. There's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of quietness from Fortaleza. Rosselló has been signing laws and we keep getting like press releases of things he's doing, but we haven't really seen him. And honestly, the government kind of feels like it's in disarray. It feels like everything's crazy and up in flames still.
So the Secretary of Justice, Rosselló, is expected to step down this Friday, and Secretary of Justice Wanda Vasquez would be the next in line in the terms of the constitutional order of things. But she does not want the job, and protesters have immediately started calling for her to resign as well. Who is Secretary Vasquez, and why is it that people want her out?
So she's the Secretary of Justice, and she's been in the position since 2017. And actually, pushback has been coming from her for her to resign for a while, like before Rosselló actually resigned. People wanted her to quit because she has a sketchy history in her position. In late 2018, she was under investigation for ethical violations. It recently came out some documents that incriminate her in a way that it seems that she willingly looks over, decides not to investigate some things because it would like incriminate people from her party or friends of hers. She's had a very, very rough term as Secretary of Justice. And since the Secretary of State resigned and it became known that if Rosselló stepped down, she would become governor, the hashtag Wanda Renuncia has been trending and people have been pushing back on her. Since she tweeted yesterday that she didn't want the job, and a lot of people are just like, well, just resign, get it over with. We don't want you.
Now, Vasquez is also, she wasn't part of the most recent corruption scandal that included the Secretary of Education and others, but she has been the subject of some ethical complaints. And I believe in November 2018, she even faced criminal charges. Was that right?
Yeah. So apparently she was in an ethical investigation because she intervened in a case that involved her daughter and son-in-law. She was temporarily suspended from her job, but then she was cleared of everything and she just regained her job again and continued working.
We've been hearing rumors of backroom negotiations to have someone else take over instead of Vasquez. But within the week here, there's not a lot of time to create a new government. So in the interim, is there anybody that could assume the position at least until a new election cycle in 2020?
So if there's no Secretary of State, it's going to be Wanda Vasquez. If she decides not to take it, the next in line would be the Secretary of Treasury. But because he's not 35 years old, he can't become governor. So the next in line would be the Secretary of Education, whose name is Eligio Hernandez Perez, who's the person who took over after Julia Kelleher resigned. Julia Kelleher was the one who was arrested a couple of weeks ago for corruption charges after her term as Secretary of Education. So, yeah, if none of these people take the job, the governor would actually become Eligio Hernandez Perez, who is the Secretary of Education.
Natalia Rodriguez Medina covers Puerto Rico for Latino Rebels. Natalia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.